Check, check. 1, 2. Is this thing on? I don't know, just making sure. It's been so long. I took an unexpected few months off to gather myself and organize my thoughts. And I just wanted to take a moment to really quick, right when I start, and thank everybody who has encouraged me to continue. It's not that I wanted to quit at all. It's just that I kind of got distracted. I lost focus and I kind of lost my sense of why I was even doing it in the first place. You know, I got a little discouraged a little. But now that that's all gone, I am back and I have a few things on my mind. So, first things first, school is literally right around the corner. For my daughter, school starts in about, I think like 12, 13 days. And I honestly cannot wait. I am so excited. Every single morning she wakes up, "Mommy, can we go to Aquatica today? Mommy, can we go to the pool today?" First of all, the freaking sun is beaming down. And it is way too hot and bright to be out there battling the sun rays. Hell no. No thank you. All the sunblock in the world cannot get my daughter or keep her from getting dark. She tans so easily. Second of all, it is always so overcrowded at Aquatica or SeaWorld. I do not have time for that. I hate going over there. The lines are ridiculous. Even in the kiddie area, like, it's ridiculous to go down a dang slide for, like, you gotta wait, and then the slide is like 2.5 seconds long, and it's just crazy. And then third of all, I can't stand the parking. Like, usually we end up having to park kind of far because it's so crowded. And even when there's, like, already parking that's available towards the front, they don't open that up. You know what I mean? Like, they have, like, such a poor system. It drives me insane. But anyway, I cannot wait for school to start. I got a little bit of a taste of it when she was in summer camp. But, unfortunately, she was the very first person or the very first student who got picked up by the bus and the very last student who got dropped off. So I had to wake up at the crack of dawn, like at 6 o'clock, to wake her little booty up and get her ready to be at the bus stop at like around 6:30. And then every other day the dang bus driver would be late. I'm like, oh my gosh. But luckily she always made it home on time and she made it safely, so I was always happy about that, of course. And luckily, the school only lasted, or the summer camp only lasted around 2 weeks, so it wasn't too bad. Now I'm just over here trying to figure out every day what I'm going to do to entertain her little butt. I am really excited for the fact that she gets to wear uniforms to school, which is super cool. I already have some of her shoes. I do need to go find her polo shirts that she needs to wear. But I'm so excited, and she's so excited too because she loves to wear skirts. So any day for her to wear a skirt is a good day for her. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting. And it's also a magnet school, so it's a school of the arts. She's definitely going to flourish there, and she's so excited to go there. And I'm just as excited for her. Anyway, moving on, I wanted to touch a little bit about Area 51 and all the hype and how now is when people are starting to be like, oh, damn, you know, shit's real over there. And hello, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have always believed in extraterrestrials, okay? I have always been a believer because where would all these ideas come from if they weren't real anyway? Like, who can really make this stuff up? Like, flip, straight out of their minds. But I'm saying I just love how people are just now waking up about it. Because we clearly are not alone if they have to work so hard to keep things under wraps. I mean, I'm a believer. They may not be little tiny green monsters, but I do personally think that they are some kind of, maybe like a hybrid of us, or maybe just a smaller version. Or something along those lines. But every documentary that I've watched, every, you know, article that I've read about contact that was made by an alien to, you know, a regular person, whatever, they always describe them to be the same. Like, they have the grays, and then they have, like, the Nordic-looking ones that are white with blue eyes and blonde hair. But let me go ahead and put you guys on to a little bit of alien stuff if you guys don't already know. Some of you guys have. I know this is, like, old news to you. Sorry, because not everybody knows the stuff that we know, okay? So they got the Nordic aliens. They get their name from their strong resemblance to stereotypical Scandinavian peoples. Averaging 6 to 7 feet tall, these blonde-haired, blue-eyed aliens are reported to be telepaths, although some say they possess magical powers as well. They seem to care more about Earth's environment than its human inhabitants. So we all may want to start recycling more, actually recycling, before we have to get a visit from our 7-foot-tall landlords. Moving on, we have the Anunnakis, which a lot of us are already familiar with. The Anunnaki date all the way back to the ancient Mesopotamia. Hailing from the planet Nibiru, they came to Earth in order to mine our gold. Most civilizations believed them to be royalty, in some cases, divinity. It is even said that these aliens interbred with humans, and that's what I'm talking about. I feel like they're human hybrids. They're like a version of us, but with probably powers, or they just have like a better intellect or something like that. You know, something along those lines. So at a mere 2.2 light years away, the Andromeda Galaxy is our closest neighbor. You know that? Far more advanced than we are, and with an average lifespan of over 2,000 years, the Andromedans have been visiting our planet for quite a long time. Unlike most aliens, the Andromedans actually have compassion for humans and concern for our well-being. However, it's unclear to what lengths they'll actually go to protect us from ourselves. Unlike the Nordics, who mostly care about the planet and not really us. Next up, we have the Greys. And the most famous of our alien visitors, the Greys. They make up to 43% of all reported alien interactions. These short, genderless beings are almost always naked with big heads and large black eyes. They made their way into the mainstream culture after they appeared in the 1987 Whitley Strieber novel, Communion, the author's personal account of his own encounters with the Greys. So these are old novels of people who literally had interactions with these aliens, and they wrote about them, and people perceived them as a fiction novel. And they've all had the same interactions. They've all been taken to somewhere crazy. There's even documentaries out right now on Netflix. The most recent one that I actually watched was called Bob Lazar, Area 51, and Flying Saucers. That's a seriously interesting documentary. I even watched the interview with Bob Lazar and Joe Rogan. Sometimes Bob Lazar kind of gave me like a weird vibe, like he kind of was a little bit lying. And a lot of people do think that he is a liar and a lot of his stories are fake. But there's just so much around it and so much evidence that is proving and shocking the fact that he actually had a job at Area 51. And then all of his information was scrubbed, all of his history was scrubbed. And it's for what? He's been discredited so many times, but on the documentary, he described and drew a hand scanner that has been reportedly found on the ship, on the spacecraft, a hand scanner, and he drew it just as he remembers seeing it. And then I guess some people saw it and they were like, okay, I guess he's not lying. And to me, I think he's telling the truth. Because why would somebody go through so much hardship and so much just crazy stuff in his life for him to be lying? You know, why would he stick to his story so hard? And a lot of his friends even know the truth. There were some people who actually did see the things that he did see, I believe. Because he took some of his friends out to see the spaceship flying. They would have like little training days or whatever, whenever they would, you know, fly it around and see what it could do and things like that. There's so many documentaries out there about aliens, guys. Like, it's just insane. And why would people waste so much time on something that's not true? Because obviously they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And like I said before, why would Area 51 be so heavily guarded if there's really nothing there that needs to be guarded? You know, like what people are really gonna go and be so, you know, hell bent on finding out what's out there? I mean, some people are. That's why everybody's talking about going and raiding the Area 51 and seeing what's going on there. But I mean, hello, you're gonna get shot. And, you know, obviously the peoples with the rifles up there are gonna kick your ass. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, it's just insane. I've actually personally seen something. I don't know what it was, but I've seen something. And some other people have actually described seeing the same thing that I've seen, which was a ball of fire looking thing. It was like red and glowing, like a glowing ball in the sky. It was just crazy. And it was back in 2005, I believe. I was around like 11 years old. We were in our neighbor's minivan. It was my mom, my brother, and my two neighbors and their mom. And we were in Orlando, the Taft area to be exact. And it was around 8 p.m. And we were just driving along the road, and it was pretty dark outside. And out of nowhere, we see this huge ball pop up, seemingly out of nowhere. And it just hovered right in front of the car, like literally in the air. Picture a minivan, one of those Toyota Sienna vans. Picture looking out of the front window of that, and you're just watching a ball hover in front of the sky. And we were all like looking around at each other, like, what the hell is that? At first, we thought it was those lantern things, but back in the day, those lantern things weren't really common, so you wouldn't really find one of them. But this one literally popped up out of nowhere and then vanished out of nowhere. And we were all kind of just shook. We were like, what the hell was that? And ever since then, you can ask my mom. She was there. She will still tell you that she remembers seeing that thing. Even my brother. Like, that was one of the most incredible things that we've ever seen. I mean, it's literally incredible. I couldn't believe it, and I still don't believe it. But you know what? Now, knowing everything that I do know and doing some little bit of research that I've done, I believe that I did see one of their little crafts or something, that whatever it is that they have, you know. I believe I saw it and I did see it. So, you know, nobody can discredit me because I did have witnesses who had seen it with me. So, moving on, this past weekend, me and my man and my daughter, we took a lovely trip down to South Beach, Miami, you know, whatever. And we also visited South Beach. We rented an Airbnb and we stayed in South Beach. We had a nice little time down in South Beach. And in South Beach, we visited a restaurant called Jalapeno. And at this quaint restaurant, they scammed the crap out of us. Let me tell you how they scammed us. First of all, as we walked in, they were like, "Hey, welcome in. Come in, come in. I have a big table for you." And like the hostess was like trying to get us in so hard. She was like pulling us. She was like, "Hey, I can sit you right over here under the fan." La la la. We were like, "Okay, that sounds nice, whatever." And then she was like, "Oh, we got 2-for-1 drinks, happy hour." We were like, "Oh, cool, that's nice." So we sat down. They brought us water like a few minutes after we sat down. And then, as soon as the server comes up, she's fast talking us like if we are in a race. She said, "Oh, let me get you 2-for-1. You guys want 2-for-1? You pay for two, you get four," and da 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 da. And we were like, "Oh, no, thank you. Can we just get the menus, please?" And they were just super speedy with everything that when we couldn't even get our questions across to them. We couldn't even ask them how much it was, what kind of drink it was. She was just like, "Oh, we got these special drinks, blah blah blah." And okay, we were like, "Oh, okay, well, can I get a lemonade and a water and water with lemons, please?" And they legit never brought us our lemons. And they did bring us like four giant margarita style glasses filled to the brim with some alcohol poisoning concoction with two Coronas stuffed on the top of them. And let me tell you, not even one person can finish that. So why would they bring that? Why would they bring four of them? You know what I'm saying? So they didn't tell us the price of those drinks. And then they didn't tell us the price of the meal. They didn't even really tell us like whenever we would ask for something, like, on the menu, she was like, oh, are you sure you don't want to try this? Da, 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 da. And we were like, no, why can't we have this, you know? So, literally, they ended up messing up our order, supposedly messing up our order. And they brought us this giant meat platter with chicken, chuleta, churrasco, all the chuchus in the world. And we were literally not satisfied because, let me tell you, that was some chewy chicken and some chewy churrasco, and usually it's supposed to be, like, you know, not that chewy. And it was pretty good, like, the flavor was all right, but everything was overall crazy. And it was a platter for us all to share because they were really pushing shareable items that day, you know. And let me tell you, after they messed up our order and they brought us those enormous drinks that we were all super confused about when we got them, we were like, wait a minute, you know. Every time we asked about how much the prices were, they never told us. So then towards the end, I'm here drinking this giant drink without my water and barely eating anything because they brought us a little tiny bowl of rice as a side to go with this giant platter of meat. That the meat seemed like it was, like, there, just dry. I don't know, it was dry and weird, and I don't mean to complain. Like, I'm not a complainer. Like, I love me some good food at a restaurant, you know? I like to indulge. So, literally, when they brought us that stuff, I was like, what the hell? And then they brought us a complimentary, mind you, complimentary hookah. A hookah. Because I guess hookah is pretty popular down there. I mean, hookah's popular, you know, wherever you want. Wherever they got them. You know what I'm saying? We're not big fans. The party that I was with, we're not big fans of them. But me, like an idiot, I decided, okay, let me go ahead and take a hit of this hookah. Because she brought it and she handed it to me. So I was like, oh, yeah, hoo-hoo, let me hit it. So whatever, I proceed to hit the hookah, and then, like, two or three little hookah hits later, I literally had a headache, and I don't know if it was just the hookah, or if it was the drink, because let me tell you, this drink was an alcoholic beverage with two Coronas on top, and I hadn't even finished getting to half of the bottle of that martini giant glass. I didn't get to half of it, but I was already feeling super loopy and super crazy, that I even started throwing up, heaving my lungs out, heaving my meals out on the side of their friggin' restaurant. Luckily, they had this, like, fake green wall along the side, so I literally, like, stuck my head behind there and, like, was throwing up my chunks that way. But sorry if that was super graphic and super gross. I'm painting a picture for you of how awful our experience was. So as they're fast talking us, nobody tried to even, like, come and offer me, like, a bucket, which, I mean, I wasn't expecting them to, but they continued. They literally ignored us. Once they started seeing us getting pissed off and started to see everything go awry, they literally left us alone. And let me tell you, I forgot the best part. The server, in the beginning of her spiel, she was like, oh my god, I have my two kids, da, 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 da. And she proceeds to open her little server waitress pamphlet thing, the writing board thing, the little folder. She opened that up to show us a picture of her two stank little kids in the picture. You know, she had them laminated right there, doop, for everybody to see, for her to show everybody every time, like, for us to feel bad for her, whatever reason. And we were just like, oh, cool, cute, you know, whatever. So she was like, oh, you know, I have a kid, da, da, da. She kept kind of telling us about her kid and trying to, like, make my daughter feel about for her kid. I don't know, she was like, look, to my daughter, she was like, hey, look, oh my god, I have a daughter just like you, da, da, da. My kid is like, okay. So anyway, that happened, and after I threw up, I sat back down, and then she's like, okay guys, well, I'm gonna be leaving for the evening, I have to go pick up my kids. And she proceeded to show us her kids one more time because we didn't catch it the first time. So she showed us and we were like, okay, so what about, because mind you, we had 2-for-1 drinks, we had kids eat for free, whatever, we had a deal for our churrasco that we were gonna get our price slashed in half because they messed up our order and la la la. So, you know, she was supposed to handle all of that, right? But we apparently did not ask for our check before she left, so somebody else took over her thing, and we got no we didn't get our discounts or something. Our bill turned out to be, guess how much? Guess how much? Did you guess? Do you have a price in your head? Because I bet you it's not the price that I got. The price was a whopping $420-something. And that girl got an $80 tip. Let me tell you. But we obviously had to, you know, go through a whole ordeal. But it was just crazy. $400 because those two-for-one drinks, one drink was $55. The other drink was $55. And then the churraco plate was $145. $145 for a churraco plate that wasn't even that delicious? I was like, we should have just went to TGI Fridays. We could have gotten our 2-for-20, whatever deal they got there, and been on our merry way drinking our not that alcoholic, but definitely delicious drinks that'll definitely get you a little tipsy, not freaking wasted and smacked, feeling like crap, questioning your life decisions. No. TGI Fridays is minimal. It'll get you what you want for the price you want. But this place was not even worth it. And we only went there because the place next door did not take, they didn't split checks, which was just insane to me. So, whatever. We learned our lesson with that. But the next day, when we read the reviews about this jalapeno restaurant in South Beach, we discovered that we're not the only ones that got scammed, because multiple reviews, people said, oh, this is bait and scam. They try to get you in offering 2-for-1s. Let me go ahead and find you some reviews, because this place is insane. And to me, let me tell you, I was livid at the fact that We split the bill with the party that we were with. We split the bill, but then my man now has to go ahead and do a whole bunch of stuff in order to, you know, do it. Because I wanted to, like, sue them. But we can't sue them because, hello, we didn't go to the hospital. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure I got some kind of poisoning. I don't know what my alcohol level was. I mean, I wasn't, like, belligerent or anything. But I definitely was sick. Like, it hit my liver the wrong way, okay? Because in some of the reviews, they say that they don't use the alcohol that they should be using. They use some kind of, like, other, like, cheap liquor. And that will definitely mess you up. And some of the reviews on here are just incredible. And let me tell you, I felt exactly what they felt. Because it's insane how these people want to get away with everything and charge everybody an arm and a leg for some crappy service, some crappy food, you know? Like, that is just insane to me. I cannot. Let me go ahead and find a review for you. 1 second. The first review, 1 star, do not come here, please. The manager told us we would get a free drink and my little sister could eat for free. They also said the drinks would be 50% off. Oh my god, this is a whole thing. Edit. Later on that night, my stomach hurt super bad. I was only me out of the family who ate the anchors from there. Just crazy. Hold on. Other reviews, they appeared to be scammers. They offered us 2-for-1 drinks and 20% off our meal when we didn't want any drinks. The waiter appeared visually annoyed. Literally, our freaking server was pissed off at the fact that we wanted to return our drinks, you know, and we weren't too hungry at the time either. So she literally kept trying to, like, give us some chips and dip, give us some chicken, give us all this stuff that we didn't even want. And then they say the food wasn't good, but who knows? It wasn't what we ordered. Literally, let me tell you. Okay, so we ordered seafood, and while the top container appeared, when we got home, we realized that they gave us the wrong order. And mind you, they gave us, oh my god, I can't even read this. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to continue reading the other ones because that one was kind of confusing. As a tourist, avoid this restaurant. They will lure you in with low food prices and happy hour 2-for-1 cocktails for the price of one. In the end, the cocktail will be extremely expensive, and that's the absolute hustle. Don't go to this restaurant. Total ripoff, believe me. We got a hurricane and a margarita. They tasted like green flavored water. And it was disgusting. The nachos were super disgusting. It looked like something I'd get from Taco Bell. The manager is garbage. Complete robbers. They will bend over the deal backwards for you, but don't give you the deal whatsoever. If I could give this place negative stars, I would. Like, this is just some of their reviews, and they have 646 reviews, and their stars is a 2.8. This is the Jalapeno Mexican Kitchen on 530 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. They suck. Their service is awful, and I'm not one to bash a restaurant or anybody's service, but if you're knowingly scamming people and you're knowingly like trying to rob people while they're on vacation, or knowingly trying to get them drunk to spend more money on you, that's isn't that illegal? I'm pretty sure. And they don't even have, like, they have restaurants articles on this place because of they're so bad, you know what I mean? So that's just a fair warning to you. If you're ever down in in South Beach, do not go to Jalapeno, okay? Definitely not worth it. Definitely not worth it whatsoever. We had a horrible time, okay? But anyway, moving on. The rest of South Beach, the rest of our trip was amazing. We had a really nice time. At the other restaurant that we went to that was called Tap 42 at the Aventura Mall was pretty bomb, and their drink specials were not that bad. So, if you're ever out there, head over to Tap 42. And also, Vicky Bakery has the best pastelitos de guayaba. And if you don't know what that is a guava pastry. Over here in Orlando, they don't have that many good ones. Like, definitely delicious pastries. But the ones down in Miami are exactly what you're looking for. They're soft, but also a little bit crispy with an ample amount of guava. Not one little strip that makes you, like, regret buying it. They're definitely satisfactory. But anyway, to end the day, because I'm getting a little parched, I'm going to end it with a thank you for listening. And I am so happy to be back. I promise I won't let you guys down. I'm going to be back at it with weekly episodes or whatever I can do. I'm excited for this new journey. And I promise you guys I won't let you down. Thank you for listening. And always be kind to one another and stay focused on the bigger picture. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good morning. Bye.